This episode is brought to you by Pronamel.
Not all our favorite foods and drinks are BFFs with our teeth. Salad dressings, seltzers, and fruits can be enamel enemies. So if you eat or drink those things regularly, your enamel could be at risk. And once it's gone, it's gone.
Pronamel Intensive Enamel Repair penetrates deep into the enamel surface, locking in vital minerals to repair acid-weakened enamel. And with new Pronamel Repair mouthwash, you can enhance that repair beyond just brushing.
Pronamel is the number one dentist-recommended brand for acid erosion, so buy Pronamel Repair anywhere you buy toothpaste or mouthwash. Visit pronamel.com.
Let's hit it. Give me a vacation.
Vacation.
Give me a wave.
Surfing.
Give me a city tour.
The trolley.
Give me animals.
The zoo.
Give me some sea life. Give me museums.
Balboa Park.
Give me a woo.
Roller coaster.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your family vacation at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this. I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Hello and welcome to Savor, a production of iHeartRadio. I'm Annie Reese.
And I'm Lauren Vogelbaum. And today we have another mini episode side dish for you about weird holiday brand marketing.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been mulling over what pun titles I will send for these. But, you know, we're like giving the gift of our very morbid fascination with brands and the things they try every time of year. Time of year around the holiday season, they're like, well, let's really throw our all into it. And sometimes the results, oftentimes I would say, I just can't look away from. They take me aback. They make me question things. And it's fascinating. Like we said, which see our part one, this is a second, this was a two-parter. Our part one was mostly focused on beverages. When I was telling you about some of these things, I was brought to tears. Like, it's just so funny and interesting to me.
And I did want to clarify in this, our part two, because we didn't mention it in part one. We mentioned the tears a couple of times. I don't think that we mentioned that they were cry laughing tears. They were, I'm not going to say that they were tears of joy necessarily, but they were happy related tears.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was because I was laughing so hard at what we teased in that episode, which I guess I'll go ahead and ruin it for you, but it was Ranch on a Branch. I mean.
Oh, yeah. No, we mentioned it there too. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. And I couldn't stop laughing because it's Ranch on a Branch. I don't know what to do with that information, Lauren.
No, and I felt the same way. You said it to me, and I was like, oh, well, this is, like, what a time to be alive.
What a time to be alive. So, yeah, none of the things we're talking about are currently sponsors.
That is true.
Yes, we have a whole dynamic ad system, which I'm happy to explain if anyone wants details. But currently, we are not talking about them because they are sponsors. We are talking about them because they made a product.
They've done
that
this fascinating thing. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and this is really just a sampling because since we put this together, which was never intended to be a two-parter, by the way, I have found so many other items where I'm like, well, we could talk about that too. Like, this is just a thing. There's so many interesting. We didn't even enter the world of candy.
Oh,
we didn't even enter the world of candy.
Yeah.
So, you know, if we miss any important ones, please let us know.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Yes. But I suppose we should hop in.
Yeah.
So, yes, I guess we should hop in with our top couple of food favorite holiday marketing items.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's start with Spam Figgy Pudding.
Spam Figgy Pudding.
Yep. Let that sink in.
Yeah. Because Spam released a limited edition flavor of spam that is figgy pudding.
Yeah. Yeah. So you can see our spam episode. Uh-huh. I know we've talked about figgy pudding before.
Oh, yeah. Quite a bit in our fruitcake episode, actually. I went back and looked at that outline. And yes, we talked pretty extensively about plum puddings and figgy puddings in that one. It could probably be its whole own episode, but yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And yeah, we've done an episode on spam.
Sure.
Itself. So if you've listened to that episode, you know that spam has done some, shall we say, unique flavors in the past. No judgment, but unique. Like pumpkin spice.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, so this year they went with spam figgy pudding. And actually, Hormel, who's the company behind spam, did research about this. I don't think it was very scientific, but their results were they found that only 69% of U.S. consumers actually knew what figgy pudding was, which I actually think that's higher than I would have guessed.
Yeah, because I know, I mean, I've literally written about it, and I was like, wait, what is that?
Yeah. It's just not something I've like heard about it in a Christmas carol. I don't know. Like I have a vague understanding of it, but it's not in my everyday life or even my everyday holiday life.
Sure. Right. I do not believe I've ever consumed that product. So or similar related products like no Christmas puddings have crossed my lips that I'm personally remembering. So
I have made a persimmon pudding, which I talked about.
Ooh, right.
Yeah, which I really enjoyed. It was really nice. I'm a big believer in the fruitcake has been maligned in a way that is not necessarily deserved.
Okay. So in case you are in that generous 31% of Americans who isn't sure what this product is, a figgy pudding is a type of a boiled cake. That incorporates a lot of dried fruits and usually a lot of brandy. And then you kind of make it ahead and let it sit for a few weeks. Everything sort of melds and becomes hypothetically delicious. Sometimes when you're serving it, you set it on fire. I'd say that figgy pudding is one of the more old-fashioned kind of concepts within this realm, and that a plum pudding or Christmas pudding is what that kind of evolved into. No figs need to be involved, technically, but if you're gonna call it a figgy pudding, I guess you might as well.
I mean, figgy pudding is a great name. We can all agree on
goodness,
this.
Goodness, it really is.
It really is. So Spam, to I guess, fit this flavor profile, spiced their product with, quote, cinnamon, nutmeg, ginger, allspice and cloves, fig and orange flavors, and other popular winter flavor profiles. Which
okay.
I guess I kind of know generally what they're talking about, but I feel like they listed a lot of them right there.
Yeah. I'm not sure what other ones there are, but right. I'm into it. Yeah, good flavors all around.
Yes, but if you're still confused, the brand continued, quote, still asking, what is figgy pudding? The Spam brand has also created a soon-to-be classic animation and song to reintroduce consumers to this holiday treat. The brand has assembled all the classic holiday characters, including Santa, reindeer, elves, a Yeti, and of course, the holiday hawk to sing, We Wish You a Figgy Christmas. Decked out on a stage inside of a snow globe, viewers will watch as these icons struggle to explain figgy pudding, but still just can't get past its delicious flavor.
I've watched a solid two-thirds of this animation, and I can't say that I left with more questions than I began with.
Yeah.
But
maybe it all came together in that last third.
Maybe it
a
did.
Big twist.
You know, maybe I did this to myself. But I think I did this to myself either way. Anytime that a brand really leans into having a like a mascot type figure that is the animal whose meat product the brand is selling, I'm always like, oh man, strong choice. I like
it's pretty
it.
Gnarly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Yeah, this is a whole video you can watch. They were really big about it. Mm-hmm. I will say the reactions to eating it, the product, have been mixed. And also, just a reminder, you know, if you like it, you like it. Good for you. I'm all about it.
Yeah.
And some people did like it, but perhaps the kindest one I read that I thought was pretty funny called it kind of a surprise with an exclamation point. Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and then there's an NPR article about it, and in that article they mentioned that it is shelf-stable in case of an apocalypse, and I can't stop thinking about that. I can't stop thinking about, like, a future generation being, like, so desperately hungry, and they're like, Spam Figgy Pudding.
Yeah. But,
you know? It sold out. Like, everything we're talking about, it sold out. It's going for double the price on eBay last time I checked, which was, like, a week ago. So who knows? It could be even more by now. But if anyone's tried it, let us know.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Here's a bit of a shorter one. I just wanted to mention it because it kind of caused a bit of a wave last year, I remember. They've done it again this year. And we're talking about Christmas dinner soup. Okay.
Okay.
So in 2021, Heinz introduced their Christmas dinner soup, and it sold out online in 3 hours. and it's basically like all of the Western traditional Christmas meal, and particularly the UK Christmas meal, from what I understand, in a soup. It has stuffing balls, Brussels sprouts, turkey. Due to demand, they made a bunch more this year, and they're offering a vegan variety. Again, the reviews I read about it were very funny because most people seem to be like, yeah, it's not bad. It's salty. but just this whole idea I find very interesting. This is what I do for New Year's, though. I mean, essentially, I just put all the New Year's ingredients for the traditional Southern meal in a soup pot and make a soup. So, yeah.
Okay, so you understand the vibe, yeah.
I understand the vibe. It's, like, easier.
Mm-hmm. I am fascinated by the idea of stuffing balls as a dumpling format because I just never thought to do that. And like as a, you know, like rather enthusiastic enjoyer of matzo balls, I'm like, why not stuffing balls? That's great.
I know. I'm actually intrigued by this. I feel like, you know, you know what you're getting when you buy like a canned soup that has this. But mm-hmm. I bet you could make kind of a like home version. Could be pretty like
especially with solid. All of those like turkey leftovers and like you always have like all those good turkey bones and it's like oh what am I gonna do with those and then this sounds I'm a little reticent to put a Brussels sprout in a soup to be honest because the way that I enjoy them most is like a good hard roast like a really solid crisp on them and this is clearly not what you're gonna get and also they have such bitterness that that I really enjoy that I don't want basically anywhere near a soup.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But that being said, like an alternate green, I could see being super tasty.
Yeah. And I will say I'm on the lookout for a Thanksgiving leftover or Christmas leftover, holiday leftovers recipe because I just leftovers make me anxious and I want to use them all. So yes. All right. This brings us finally, at last, to Ranch on a Branch.
Yes. Finally, we have arrived.
Finally. Oh, and it's such a journey we're about to go on. And also, Lauren and I had a brief discussion about this. We might have just a whole offshoot of these mini bonus episodes. That's just what's going on with Ranch. Hidden Valley Ranch.
Yeah, we had like a tiny bit of an existential crisis. Like, are we just becoming a ranch show? Is that what we're up to? And the answer is like, So,
yeah. I mean, we didn't even talk about their like $15,000 couch that they sold. Anyway, today we are talking about Ranch on a Branch, which is Hidden Valley's answer to Elf on a Shelf, which is, if you don't know, very briefly, I never did this as a kid, but I think it came along after.
Yeah, I don't think it existed when we were children, so.
Right. But basically, it's like this elf, I believe, comes out December 1st, and parents or guardians are supposed to move it every day, and it's like watching the children and reporting back.
And
it sounds very creepy. Yeah.
Yeah. It comes with a little storybook, and the concept is that it, you know, it sees you when you're sleeping. It knows when you're awake. And it's telling Santa whether you've been bad or good. So, you know, be good. But also, like parents can get in on the fun of, like, creating little mischievous tableau for this elf to be a part of. I think it's a creepy police state situation. But if you're, again, if you're into it, I wish you joy. Like, if this brings you joy, I want you to be into it. Go for it.
Yeah. Well, I do get a chuckle when I hear parents. I feel bad, but it also kind of makes me chuckle when they're like, this elf on the shelf, I forget to move it. Then I have to, like, make up some excuse. It just sounds like a stressor to me. But some people really like it.
Yeah,
but I've also heard the kind of the judgment of, like, seeing parents do really well with it on Instagram and feeling like you're doing just fine.
You are. Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Okay. So Ranch on a Branch.
Yeah.
Is their ranch, Hidden Valley Ranch's answer to this. It comes with a plushie named Ranchy, which is an anthropomorphic ranch bottle. Mm-hmm. It has Velcro hands and, quote, loves shenanigans. It comes with a storybook that details how you can help Ranchy become a real bottle of Hidden Valley Ranch. And it also comes with a matching blanket.
Oh, that's nice.
Yep. Here is the press release. It's time for your new holiday tradition, Ranch on a Branch. The limited edition collection features Ranchy and his accompanying printed storybook. Inspired by Ranch on a Branch, Hidden Valley Ranch is donating $30,000 to Feeding America to provide 300,000 meals to people in need this holiday season and beyond. And then they went on further. Sparked by the magic of the holidays, Ranch on a Branch was created to remind everyone to spread joy throughout the season. Those who purchase the collectible are asked to help Ranchy become a real bottle of Hidden Valley Ranch by moving them to a new spot each day as a reminder to spread joy to the people and animals in their life. All right. And it goes, I mean, it is a whole, we could do a whole backstory on Ranchy.
Oh, yeah.
Because according to the company, you can activate him through acts of kindness, like playing Frisbee with the dog, which was a real example that they gave.
Yeah, sure. No, that's a good thing to do.
Yes. And I also, kind of going back to your point, Lauren, I had a moment of, like, if we want to examine the mindset of a living and moving bottle of ranch that wants to become an inanimate object, an inanimate bottle of ranch to be eaten, that's a different podcast. I mean, we talk about existential crisis.
Right. I think that's one for, like, stuff to blow your mind. But I think, like, Robert and Joe need to look into that one. That is beyond our scope.
We should send them a note.
Yeah.
We should send them a note.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm trying to envision Ranch on a Branch. Like, is that a thing children would like, or is that for adults who like ranch? I don't know. Maybe it's both.
I mean, kids are fans of ranch too.
Yeah. Yeah. Let us know.
Yeah, I do wonder sometimes what, like, the demographic for some of these things are. Right. And yeah, I, you know, who knows? Anytime Hidden Valley Ranch does something wacky and comes out with something that's marked with a Hidden Valley Ranch lover stamp.
Right.
I'm like, good for you.
I still want to do that horror story. Me and Ben Boland talked about it. Who is this HVR Hidden Valley Ranch lover? You can see our first short we did for more information about that.
Yeah.
But yes, this sold out immediately. And it's also not the first time they ventured into this holiday product arena.
Nope.
In 2021, they released Ranch Nog. From their press statement, it, quote, marries the creamy, slightly sweet elements of eggnog with the savory, cool, and herby flavors of ranch.
Okay. All right. So I read this word ranch nog and my whole brain just geared down just very quickly. It made that, like, wum 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 kind of noise. You know.
Yeah.
So I had to look into it. And what they released here was this limited edition kit that contained little packets of ranch mix powder, some special glassware with that HVR LVR marked mm-hmm. on it, and the recipe for this drink, which was not reported on until the Today Show later released the recipe, as far as I can tell from the timeline. To be fair, I did not look deeply into it. But okay, so basic recipe, you're looking at equal parts mezcal and maple syrup, then some heavy cream and egg white, ginger juice, a little bit of ranch dressing mix, and garnishes of rosemary, cinnamon, and nutmeg. Okay.
Okay.
So it's like a nice frothy cocktail with these kind of like warm, savory herbal notes, and then like some of that holiday spice flavoring. And actually, it doesn't sound bad.
Yeah, it's one of those things where I'm like, I'm having a little trouble envisioning it, but I do think it could work. I think it could work. And so listeners, if you tried ranch nog,
yeah,
let us know.
You know, I'm willing to make this. I'm willing to make this in my own home and tell y'all how
Ooh,
it goes.
Yes.
But it's also the kind of thing that I'm looking at and I'm going like, do you really need to add the ranch? Is that really
right?
Would this be in fact better without the ranch?
Right. Yeah.
But
well, that's the test you'll have to do.
Yeah, it's absolutely.
Your journalistic integrity we're depending on now. And speaking of, a final note.
Yeah.
Final note.
I
also found this thing, listeners, called Mayo Nog. Which apparently the company, Hellman's, suggests you're supposed to swap out the eggs and eggnog for mayo.
Mayo nog, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This one produced a more visceral nope in me, I have to admit. But then the more that I started thinking about it, the more I'm like, well, like, mayo is really just, like, basically emulsified eggs. It's like pre-emulsified eggs. So, I mean, there are other seasonings in there, usually, but most of the time they're not supposed to be very strong. And so, I could see it working. Like, it might actually be, like, a really smart way to, like, save a step.
I have. I agree with you. I actually agree with you. Everyone knows my opinions on mayonnaise, but I do agree.
Mm-hmm.
The mixing part I'm a little baffled by. Just consistency and flavorings, but again, if this is something you like and are into, I'm all for it. And if you've tried it, again, you gotta let us know.
You really deeply need to let us know on that one. Yes. Sorry.
This is one where the video aspect would be very funny.
It would be. I think we need to get the old snack stuff team back together. Yeah. If y'all never witnessed those, that was Annie filming me and Ben Bolin in the kitchen of our office, bothering everyone deeply as Ben and I ate snacks.
Yes.
Some of them were quite unusual to our personal palates. And some of my friends still like gleefully show new people the one where we ate that heckin' death chip.
The
super
what
spicy.
A day. What a day. It came in a coffin, listeners.
Yeah.
Like a mini coffin.
Not a full-sized coffin.
Not a full-sized coffin, but yeah. Woof. What an experience. Mm-hmm. Well, just let us know. We need you. We need you, listeners. Anything that we missed, any experience with any of this stuff.
Yeah. Any of your own homemade concoctions that might make people go, woo?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And speaking of our lovely listeners, we got some extremely exciting physical listener mail recently. Listener Aaron sent us some custom D&D dice. yes. that have little tiny pastries inside them.
Yes, they are so, so cute. They are beautiful. They're wonderfully done. If you want to see pictures of them, Erin tagged us on Instagram. You can find Erin at slideintomydmsrpg or at the website slideintomydmsrpg.com. Also patreon.com, patreon.com/slideintomydmsrpg. It's really beautiful work. It is so cute. I love them. I can't wait to use them. Little pastries inside, everybody. Oh, it's so cool. It's so cool. All you listeners are the best.
I know, right? Yes. Y'all do so good.
I can't wait until we get to play D&D again. And it's like a very important role.
Oh, yeah. And some very serious situations. Some yes. like life or death. Like you're about yes. to perm the whole party and like you bust yes. out the pastry dice. Yeah.
Yes. And it's like everybody's watching as this like beautiful purple sheen kind of dice with a cake in the middle. Woof, goes up, comes down, and then is hopefully a 20. But it could be one. You never know.
You never know.
That's the
like the shortcake has betrayed me again.
Why? I think Aaron's dice is going to have a lot of good luck for us. That's what. That's what I'm going to choose to believe. Although we're on opposing sides, so it's kind of interesting.
Yeah. Not opposing, yeah. I'm hoping kinda. That you roll a one every time. Sorry. Hey. Sorry.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, we'll report back about this because mm-hmm. this is amazing. And we're always so happy that so many of you write in and are like, I also play D&D, so love the D&D facts.
Yeah,
thank you. Great gifts if you're looking for a gift mm-hmm. for the nerd in your life. And thank you again, Erin. It's amazing. Yes, so as always, listeners, if you would like to contact us, we do love hearing from you. Our email is hello@saverpod.com.
We are also on social media. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook @SaverPod, and we do hope to hear from you. Saver is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Thanks, as always, to our super producers, Dylan Fagan and Andrew Howard. Thanks to you for listening, and we hope that lots more good things are coming your way. This episode is brought to you by Pronamel.
Not all our favorite foods and drinks are BFFs with our teeth. Salad dressings, seltzers, and fruits can be enamel enemies. So if you eat or drink those things regularly, your enamel could be at risk. And once it's gone, it's gone.
Pronamel Intensive Enamel Repair penetrates deep into the enamel surface, locking in vital minerals to repair acid-weakened enamel. And with new Pronamel Repair mouthwash, you can enhance that repair beyond just brushing.
Pronamel is the number one dentist-recommended brand for acid erosion, so buy Pronamel Repair anywhere you buy toothpaste or mouthwash. Visit Pronamel.com.
Let's hit it! Give me a vacation!
Vacation!
Give me a wave!
Surfing!
Give me a city tour!
The trolley!
Give me animals!
The zoo!
Give me some sea life! Give me museums!
Balboa Park!
Give me a woo!
Roller coaster!
What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your family vacation at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.